Recorded Books presents Pitch Perfect and Persistent, the musical debut of Amy Chaney Beach. Written by Caitlin DeLems. Illustrated by Allison J. Read by Libby McKnight. Amy Chaney toddled around the Henniker, New Hampshire farmhouse and hummed a tune. One after another. 40 pitch-perfect songs, precisely in the key she had first heard them. Music-making filled Amy's home. The Chaney family didn't have luxuries, but they did have a clarinet and Mama's piano. Clara Chaney taught music lessons and could play the piano with her eyes closed. She also sang soprano in the church choir and warbled some more while scrubbing at the washboard. Amy always lent an ear. Charles Chaney labored long hours at Grandpa's paper mill. When Papa returned home, he tapped his work-worn boots, but never in time to Mama's music. And Amy kept right on listening. In 1868, one-year-old Amy demanded songs. She knew what music she wanted to hear, when she wanted to hear it, and how she wanted it sung. At 2, Amy belted out an anthem from start to finish, no mistakes. Friends and relatives marveled. Mama worried. Amy must grow up as a normal child, not a musical prodigy. Mama stuck by her strong religious beliefs. No indulgence, no spectacle, and certainly no piano. But Amy's love for music only grew. Mama clung to her conviction, no piano. Stubborn, steadfast, Amy tried to sit on Mama's lap to reach the black and white keys. No piano. She climbed on a stool. No piano. Amy implored, coaxed, whined. But no one could stop Amy from hearing music. No one could stop her from thinking music. No one could stop her from playing music her way. While her fingers struck her imaginary keyboard, Amy burst into songs, including her own melodies to Mother Goose rhymes. She stored every note, every measure, to memory. Mama continued to fret. Amy continued to shock, shake, and boggle the minds of those who met her. Amy linked the key.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?